This is KUOW. I'm Kim Malcolm. The space industry is becoming a huge deal in the Puget Sound region. From launching rockets to mining asteroids, a growing number of local companies are emerging as major players. This week, the space industry is converging on Seattle for its massive three-day conference. It's called New Space 2016. Alan Boyle covers science and aerospace for GeekWire.com. He told me why Seattle has become the center of the universe for space technology.
Well, it all started really with Boeing and the aerospace heritage of this region. There are a lot of really skilled engineers here, a lot of experience with building hardware. And so that's where it starts for Seattle. But then you have the rise of a couple of other factors. One is that you've got people like Jeff Bezos and Paul Allen, who made their money in the dot-com industry, wanting to follow through on really their childhood aspirations to be involved in space, and that goes back to the Apollo era. And then the other thing that happened is that data analysis, software development is really more and more a part of the space industry, that it's becoming as important as the hardware, and advanced manufacturing is becoming important as well. So there's really a change in the way that the space industry is conducting its business, and Seattle is a beneficiary of that.
Alan, we've got quite a few companies here in town that are busy. Blue Origin, Vulcan Aerospace, Elon Musk's SpaceX. Let's break it down a little bit here. And let's start with Paul Allen's company, Vulcan. They're planning to build the world's biggest airplane. What's their goal with that?
Well, their goal is to use that as a platform for launching satellites. The idea is that if you can put a big rocket on a super big airplane, you can fly out over the ocean someplace at any time and then send a rocket with the satellite on it in any direction. Now, the satellite industry is changing so quickly that Vulcan Aerospace has had to rethink what their business model is, and they're still working on that. And so in the months to come, we're probably going to hear more about that. But for right now, Paul Allen and Vulcan Aerospace are playing their cards a little bit close to the vest on that. And you see that in a lot of space companies.
Well, speaking of not ready to quite tell the whole story, Amazon founder Jeff Bezos is also very interested in the space industry. His company is called Blue Origin. What are they up to?
That's an interesting case because for years, Blue Origin has been quiet about what it's been doing. Secretive is the adjective that is most often used. It was founded in 2000, but you haven't heard too much about what they're up to until recently, because now they are able to launch rockets. They recently launched their New Shepard suborbital spacecraft for the fourth time, the same rocket, which is highly unusual, rather unprecedented in the rocket world to have hardware that is so reusable. And so that's the whole idea for bringing the cost of spaceflight down and making it affordable for people like you and me, maybe to have a little bit of taste of the space experience, even if it's on the suborbital level.
People talk about this emerging industry as the new space race. So who's winning this race?
I think a lot of people would say that the space race, it's not quite the right way to put it nowadays, that it's like a space ecosystem, that there are competitors for certain sectors, but the real point of all this is to develop an industry kind of like the aerospace industry. Sure, you have Boeing versus Airbus, but you also have a lot of other companies that depend on that economic sector. And so you can argue at the top about whether Boeing or Airbus is winning, but the fact is, if it's a healthy industry, everybody wins.
Alan Boyle covers science and aerospace for GeekWire.com. When it comes to the space industry, the most prestigious award you can win is the Heinlein Prize. Today, it was awarded to Jeff Bezos, founder of Blue Origin. I'm Kim Malcolm. This is KUOW.